Can you tell us how Crossroads House and other Seacoast organizations are preparing for housing needs this season?
Yes. Crossroads House is busy year-round. People often ask me, how busy are you right now? And in the winter months, we do see an increase. But as I often explain to folks who are asking, homelessness happens year-round, and it's just exacerbated by the winter weather in New Hampshire. So to answer your question, to prepare for that, this year we actually got an early jump on sort of resetting our shelter dorm rooms, because last year when we saw the uptick during the winter, it never really decreased to the level that it had in prior years as the warmer weather came around. So in the spring and summer, our numbers did not drop. So we felt like heading into this winter, we could really be in for some increased demand since, again, it never tapered off from the last winter.
Sure. And I know that, you know, national statistics are saying something like there's an increase of 25% in homelessness mm-hmm. in some areas of the country. So you are seeing that in Portsmouth?
We are. I mean, it's easy to count the number of people in our shelter each night. It's a little trickier to figure out what the unmet need is. So we try hard not to turn anyone away, especially during the winter months. If they need to come in outside of the cold, we're going to do our very best to do that. Even if we don't have a bed available, we're going to get someone inside. But we get a pretty good sense of the demand because literally as soon as we help one person end their stint of homelessness and successfully move out to permanent housing, that bed is just immediately filled by someone else. In the case of families in particular, we have space within our shelter for 11 families at a time and don't really have the room to go beyond that as we do with the single adult men and women. And the demand for family space is definitely a challenge for us because we just don't have enough space to meet the needs of everyone who needs it at this time.
And are you usually full up on a cold night?
Absolutely. And not only full, we typically operate at or over capacity. So, for example, last year we were over our what we call our normal capacity 82% of the entire year last year. We were over our capacity. But in terms of just the overall demand, I would agree with the numbers that have come out recently, which granted are just a snapshot, that point in time count that's done once a year on the same day every year, is just that. It's a snapshot on that day. However, I would agree with the trends that are coming out of that to show that, you know, the demand is increasing.
What is challenging in regards to Portsmouth's homeless population in particular?
Well, I think one of the greatest challenges is the fact that we have so little affordable housing. So the vacancy rate in our region is less than 1%. The wages that you would need to rent an apartment in this area are $23, and the average is earning wage is $13. So you have a $10 an hour gap between what people who are earning would need to afford an apartment in our area. But with vacancy rates as low as they are and the lack of affordable housing, the effect on our work is that it takes longer and longer for people to leave our shelter and transition into permanent housing because it is such an incredibly competitive housing market. One of the ways we measure our work is through our length of stay, how long someone is in our shelter. And for us, that rose slightly last year. And part of that is because of the lack of affordable housing. If we could help people move out faster, my beds would be available more quickly and I could serve more people.
Martha Stone is the executive director of Crossroads House in Portsmouth. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.